me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Hey, one thing to remind you about. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming up, and we would love to see you. You can join us on Friday, June 13th. Hey, Friday the 13th. I hadn't thought about that. Friday, June 13th. But it's okay. It'll be a celebration. Yeah. Nothing bad's going to happen. At Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter, as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com. Click the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400. And brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on for the AMA, 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you, but we'll start with Richard, who's in Gwinnett. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. So I work at Starbucks, and a lot of times I'm asking people, you know, just break the ice questions, like what their favorite movie is. And so just a two-part question. If you're at Starbucks, what are you getting? And what's your favorite movie, if you have a favorite movie?
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
That's a hard job, by the way.
What's that?
Starbucks barista. People are mean.
Oh, I would think so.
They want their coffee in a specific way.
I would
My brother worked at a Starbucks drive-thru for like 3 years, and he was every single day was like, I'm going to either kill someone or quit.
I would think so. I don't drink Starbucks, but I have drank Starbucks. I got a Starbucks. We're in Vegas because I couldn't find a coffee place.
Yeah.
And I got black coffee.
Yeah, I get a black coffee.
Yeah, I got a black coffee.
I try to avoid Starbucks myself.
Yeah.
If I can. But sometimes you can't, you know,
like,
sometimes it's the only option.
We're a Dunkin' family.
Okay.
I mean, they are a Dunkin'. I'm part of the family, but yeah, we're Dunkin'.
You're a Folgers guy.
I'm a Folgers. Like, yeah, give me
Folgers
my coffee
crystals.
There. Yeah. Give my coffee there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my favorite.
If I have an allegiance to any coffee shop, it's probably Rev in Smyrna.
Okay.
That's our favorite one that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just a black coffee. Give me some straight black coffee.
It's so crazy because the expected of we're supposed to get Dunkin' like every Saturday is amazing to me.
You know, just get a bag of it and make it at home. They don't have to go anywhere.
No, they like all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, they want like a caramel.
Yeah. And, no, all the donuts and the sandwiches and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 Munchkins every Saturday, dog.
Munchkins?
Never fails. 12 chocolate. Yep. Not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me.
Huh. Yeah, every time her folks come to town, they go to Krispy Kreme. Not a big donut guy.
Nah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
They're fine.
The best donuts
I think they're all the same.
The best donuts I ever had in my life were the donuts. What's it called? The one they used to deliver here. That Oren got all the time. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Is it Sublime? Yes, Sublime. Was the best the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I'm not saying donuts aren't good. Yeah. I'm not a huge donut person. And I think every place. Like Krispy Kreme's got good donuts.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm saying
Sublime was awesome.
Some are better than others, but yeah. All right. Favorite movie?
House Party and Coming to America.
Mine's Major League 1. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, fellas, since we're just coming off a big race weekend, I always wonder, what does a race car driver do if he's in the middle of a race and have to do a strong number 2?
Good question. That's a great question.
A crane operator who's moving stuff at the top of this huge crane, what if he gets up there and have to come down? I was just wondering. I know what Andy would do. Andy goes in the porta potty anywhere he can.
That's
so.
True. Fine. That's no problem true. For me. But I just take the elevator down.
That's always the thing, man. Like, you're in that damn race car. You're in that race car.
I like that he said a strong number 2.
A strong.
I've never heard that phrase before.
That's facial.
Yeah.
That's facial expressions.
Yeah, exactly.
Something tells me
you're making noises.
Wouldn't your body prevent that from happening?
I'm pretty sure they got some way to train. Because I'm sure they don't eat a lot or have a lot in their body. I mean, it's
your body
hot in the
knows
car,
when
so
it's
you
got
to be. I'm sure they got some kind of water thing coming out to keep them hydrated because you're in that it's hot as hell. You're in that uniform and that car is hot. So, yeah, you hydrate.
They just, if you got to pee, you just pee?
I'm sure you pee in yourself, yeah.
You just go?
Yeah, I would, but see, here's the thing with me. I'd rather pee in drawers than a diaper, though.
And just
know,
wear it?
They might have like one. Remember that the crazy lady who rode cross country with the astronaut diaper on?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to pee on myself.
Huh.
I ain't peeing no diaper. I got too grown for that.
They got man size. You're using a pamper.
I don't care.
They got Randy size diapers.
I'm not peeing no diaper, dog. I don't want no diaper rash. Have you ever had one?
Get some Desitin.
Have you ever had one?
Some Boudreaux.
Yeah.
We're a Boudreaux family.
I can't stand Boudreaux. That is too much.
What do we mean?
I don't like it. It's too hard to clean up. Like,
oh, it is hard to get off
your fingers. Yeah, it's hard to get off your damn fingers.
I just like it because it's called Boudreaux's butt paste.
Yeah.
And that's a funny-ass name.
Yeah, I remember having them diaper rashes, man.
Oh, yeah. We're still rocking through that.
I had to talk to Mom. Like, Mom.
Every number two Jack takes is a strong number two.
Yeah.
Because it comes with facial expressions and noises. When do you start going quiet? Because he's still making the noises. The Lily's quiet now. She'll sit on the toilet and be quiet. She's a very ladylike.
Yeah.
You know? It's a dainty number two.
Dainty. Well, she's a girl.
Yeah. Jack's every single time. And he wants me to know about it, too. He'll walk over and be like, I'm like, oh, dude, your face is turning red.
Yeah, man.
Don't hurt yourself.
I need you.
All right. Mike is in Ackworth. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, so the NFL so gung-ho about getting into other countries, international. You got the MLB, NHL, NBA, MLS, all in Canada. Why hasn't the NFL gone in and stolen some Canada teams? Or have our Super Bowl champion play the CFL champion and have like an international bowl?
Because it'd be a beatdown.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. it'd be a tough day for the Toronto Argonauts.
It'd be a straight massacre.
Chad Kelly going up against the Bills defense.
It'd be a damn massacre.
That is a good question.
About the last place team playing the CFL team.
Oh, yeah.
The winner gets to stay in the NFL.
Finishes.
Shador leads the Cleveland Browns into Edmonton.
But why don't they have a team in Toronto? Every other league's gone up there.
I don't know if they're ready to give that up. Like, NFL teams up there, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't give that conference in that country enough respect. They love the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't know if they want an NFL product in that country.
Hmm.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Now, they talked about putting the Bills there. Bills play games over there and everything like that. But, yeah, I don't.
And the NFL is the one league where the owners are just a little bit different than the other leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other leagues have been much quicker to do other international stuff, obviously having teams in Canada, but playing games other places. Now, the NFL's coming along, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You've also got the timing, seasons, and when the CFL competes versus the NFL, and there's some weather issues.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cold. You got a road game in Montreal in December. Chris is in Canton. Hey, Chris.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hello,
I got
Chris.
A Hawks question for you.
All right.
Andy, would you trade Andy? And Andy, would you trade Randy to Milwaukee for Giannis straight up? And if you do, the other guy gets a $100,000 raise.
Hell yeah.
No way. I'm not trading you to Milwaukee.
Oh, I thought you said when I trade myself and I get a $100,000 raise. Hell yeah, I go live in Milwaukee.
For $100,000?
Why not? Do I got to move there?
Yeah.
No, hold on.
No. I'm talking about, can I work from the crib?
No, you have to go live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, my boy's there now.
Who?
ST.
Sean Thompson?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, last time I talked to him, yeah. He's up there.
All right, so you got one.
Would I trade myself?
No, I think he's asking Randy if you would trade Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, he asked about trading
you. And vice versa.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I thought I'd trade myself. I wouldn't trade myself either. I would sacrifice myself for the Hawks to get Giannis.
For 6 years? And then you got, how long do you have to live in Milwaukee?
Oh, is he talking about from the beginning or from point right now?
You trade Randy for Giannis, and you go to Milwaukee.
Okay, right now.
With no return date.
But $100,000 more dollars a year is pretty.
I mean, you live in Milwaukee. I'd say living in Atlanta is worth at least $100,000 extra a year versus Milwaukee. plus also, like, you know, first of all, I'm not trading Randy for anything.
No.
But, like, what? So Giannis comes here for 4 years, and then what? Hey, Randy's in Milwaukee. I'm working with Abe. And then what? And then 4 years from now, Giannis is gone. They didn't even get a championship for it.
Okay.
And then what are we doing? You know what I mean? Yeah. No. You and me are going to be doing this radio show longer than any person who plays for the Hawks right now will play for the Hawks.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like that.
And that's not even a crazy statement.
It's
like,
not.
That's like.
Now I'm trying to think, like, would I take that over?
What?
Because of you guys, And I'm just trying to think, like, there's potential Reed Shea could be there.
Oh,
let's say 14 more years.
Because we got like at least 9, but who knows? It's going pretty good, so we probably got.
I mean,
more
it'd have to be like Reza Shea.
Bash yeah. and Jack are pretty young, yes. So like we got they tacked a couple extra years onto the 15 probably. Yeah, so Reza Shea played 1 year. So you're saying you're pretty confident Reza Shea will be a Hawk in 10 years from now?
I thought you meant from now forward. Like, will Use be on air by the time every current member of this Hawks roster is off the roster?
I bet we will be. I bet we will.
I know. You might be. But that also could be, like, 14 years from now.
Reese Shea is going to have to be pretty good in order. You know what I mean?
But not good enough to make money that they won't spend on him.
Yeah, right, because then they'd have to keep him. But no, you couldn't pay me. I'm not moving to Milwaukee for $100,000.
No.
Maybe for, like, $1 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Milwaukee's, yeah, it is.
I've never been. I'm ignorantly talking trash.
I've been.
But it right? seems
I've,
terrible.
I've been to Milwaukee. Say that the Intercontinental down there in Milwaukee, man. I'm just telling you, I judge everything by shapes.
Yeah.
All right.
How was it?
Andy. I mean, it was some yams. I ain't gonna say it wasn't no yams in there, all right? You know what? Never mind. It just wasn't.
Yeah, you're not going.
Yeah, so I won't go.
You're not going.
I like mine.
I'm not going.
I like my dancing in stilettos. All right, not flats.
Were they wearing work boots?
Yeah, I like mine too. I like stilettos when I'm in the shake.
They're wearing lugs.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Yeah. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Lady Blue Devils lost 2 or 3 foot Trevor Hoffman last night.
Dang it. Change ups. Randy doesn't do lameness.
No.
I had another one. I'll say it at the end if you guys don't have it.
Hope she kept a ballet body because her mama sure didn't.
Damn.
And they're smart. Then there's penitentiary reading smart.
Go chew on bark. Probably my new go-to insult.
Yeah.
Paul Feinbaum's taking it. duvets are the biggest scams in the entire linen industry.
They are. Also, Randy said, sometimes special can bring out the cute.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, have a great rest of your hump day. We'll